State News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans have dealt with abnormally warm weather, high winds, and fire weather alerts this week. West Texas and all the way north to Chicago, there have been red flag warnings in place through late Monday. Some have been allowed to expire, but high wind alerts remain in place for communities in over a dozen states, especially in the central U.S. and south. Meanwhile, a major storm front's moving across the U.S., bringing snow to the Mountain West and potential thunderstorms to the Midwest. A landmark U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday, centered on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints.
If platforms that passively host the speech of billions of people are themselves the speakers and can discriminate, there will be no public square to speak of.
Aaron Nielsen is the Texas Solicitor General. These companies contend that any regulations targeting them infringe upon their First Amendment freedom of speech rights. President Biden says he's hopeful there will be a ceasefire in Gaza by next week. Speaking to reporters, he said that National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells him that it is close, but, quote, not done yet. Meanwhile, the White House announcing President Biden scheduled to visit the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday.
The president's visit comes amidst mounting criticism of his immigration policy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters the president intends to encourage Republicans to reconsider the border deal that was brokered by a bipartisan group of senators.
Stop to blame politics and to provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
That agreement collapsed earlier this month following staunch opposition from Republicans who argued that it lacked sufficient measures to stem the tide of illegal immigration.
USA's John Schaefer. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Ahead of the Michigan primary election Tuesday, Republican Nikki Haley continues to hammer on the case against former President Trump's electability in November.
He did not get 40% in any of the early states. It is very hard to win a general election if you can't do that.
President Biden, meanwhile, is facing no official opposition in Michigan, but a grassroots movement hopes to convince voters to protest Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Lawyers from Big Oil could come with a new lawsuit against the Biden administration over the president's decision to pause new exports of liquefied natural gas from the U.S. A petition filed Monday included the American Petroleum Institute, plus six other groups. In Texas, where a large portion of the U.S. liquefied natural gas production happens, Republican Senator Ted Cruz is outraged.
He was mad that Texas was fighting to secure our border, and I think it was done as a deliberate blow to the state of Texas.
Texas ranks second in the nation for producing LNG. Cruz argues, on a broader perspective, the Biden move may turn allies toward the liquefied natural gas produced in other countries like Russia, Venezuela, and Iran. A photographer is claiming he was attacked by Taylor Swift's dad in Australia. Ben McDonald says he got punched in the face on a Sydney wharf early Monday by Scott Swift, reportedly just as he and his pop star daughter were getting off a private yacht. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.